Harvest.
Hey,
party.
Grandpa, what's for supper?
I don't know. Why are you at what?
Well, I just it smelled like you were preheating the oven or something.
I am.
Oh.
That's for lunch next week. But yes, I am.
Oh, you're cooking lunch on Sunday for next week.
Yeah, because, you know, I like to be prepared.
Oh. Well, you know.
Right, somebody's got to.
You know, it's just like being a Boy Scout. Brave, clean, and fat.
Always fat, for sure. Anything
pitch
else?
Pitch a tent.
Okay.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and what? Just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a no.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the gassy 10th of July, 20 and 23.
Yes.
And y'all, we got to do this quick because Mr. Bader is going to an outdoor wedding and it's 96 degrees.
Bader's going to the wedding. Ding dong. Okay. The jar will be there.
And the holy year, Ms. Dolly Hortensia of Adrian Parton. I am one of your hosts. I am just back from the gym, so good thing you can't smell me, Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh!
Nope, not quite. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is, well, he's the little flushed, little popper face, if you will.
Well, I am.
It's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty!
Now, you said you had just gotten back from the gym. Which buffet was it?
Oh, yeah, it was the C&W Super Buffet there on
okay.
Rivers Avenue. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Just check. Absolutely.
Yeah, y'all, I was.
You know, you can't spell buff without buffet.
It's true. I was, y'all, I was there on the cross trainer, and I was, tooting away, and I saw somebody, and I was like, he looks familiar. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. I couldn't place him. And so then I did, and so I tip-a-tapped the Huss. Do you guys remember the Huss? And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh. Well, I was like, our college friend, we'll call him Red. And I was like, does Red still live here in town, and did he get fat? And she said, no, but his brother did. And I said, ah. And I was like, well, they're both here at the gymnatorium. So, yeah. So, y'all, we had a college catch-up. I did not have time. I had to run out of the gymnatorium, get back to the Vader family compound to record this, because on Sunday night, the jar has... Well, to preheat the oven so I could cook lunch for the week. But, y'all, the jar has conned me into going to one of his friend's weddings. Y'all, and it doesn't start until 6:30 p.m. in the evening.
Now, which of you do you predict will catch the bouquet?
Y'all, if we stay that long, I will be very angry because, the jar knows that I was like, look, dinner's not until 8 p.m. in the evening. As soon as they cut the cake, we're leaving or I'm Ubering home because I'm not really sure what the religion or the cultural thing is there. I know they're not Christian, but there's something from 11 p.m. to midnight that was like a hootenanny dance. And I was like, absolutely not. Y'all, there's no alcohol there anyway. So,
oh, well.
I will not be hootenannying, but.
So you're taking a flask.
It is chilling in the fridge right now. But y'all, gonna go. But y'all, I was a little taken aback because, y'all, it's outdoors. Now, it was when I was driving home. Now, I know it's going to cool off a few degrees, but it was 96 degrees.
Well, it's 94 right now, okay, according to the Apple clock.
Right. The heat index has been in the 110. So as you can imagine, I am not, shall we say, thrilled about sitting outdoors in the heat in long pants.
Period.
Right. Or actually, we could have stopped it. I'm not thrilled at sitting outdoors in the heat. But the reception is inside, because if it weren't, I wouldn't be going. Well, but y'all, it's too hot. It's too hot. But you know,
how hot is? Oh, never mind.
No, it's hot. So it's hot. Yeah. So Big Fatty, how was your week? How have you been?
Well, it was an interesting week for me. You know, after you had dinner with the Nip,
I broke the Nip.
I didn't see him until. There was a response on Wednesday that he was going to come to Friday at Fatty's.
Correct, because
and then he's oh, fat. Excuse me. And then on Thursday, I sent a testimonium saying, "Shall I call the North Charleston Police Department to come make a wellness check?"
Ah. And then he didn't reply. Right.
Mm-hmm. No, he says I'm fine.
Oh, well, y'all, the Nip needed something from me. And Now, in fairness, I was not the last one that we know to see the Nip out and about. The jar went out and about with the Nip on Monday or Tuesday night. I don't remember which. And the Nip called me because he couldn't find anybody. Y'all, he was standing on the corner lost. He was like, Where, no one's answering their phone, and I'm just standing here, and they said we'll see you in a little bit, but they didn't say where. And I was like, I'm going to tell you where I am, and that is on my sofa, because I am not going out for the beverage, no beverage. This was Monday night.
Right.
So really, it's the jar that broke the Nip, but.
Yep, there it is. By the way, there was some breaking news this week.
Breaking news?
The jar listens to the BFO.
I know. He said that twice when we were chatting about different things. And he was like, well, Big Fatty said on the BFO that he hadn't heard from Nip. I said, no. Big Fatty said he hadn't seen the Nip, which is very different from hasn't heard from the Nip. But y'all, I texted the Nip and he replied to me instantly.
Well, you know, that's because y'all are.
Right. So, but then, yeah, later
y'all are
on,
bros.
Bro, we are. We're bro. We're tight. Yeah. But later on Friday or Thursday, I don't remember which, the jar said, the Nip texted that he was okay. And I said, all right, well, there you go. So,
there you have it. There you have it. And he texted to the jar and says, I'm okay. And the jar said, let's go. You know, that's bro talk.
I heard that you had witnessed that on your quiz programs.
Yes.
And you were very perplexed by it.
Well, no, it's just one of those things that the kids, you know, the kids are doing that nowadays.
Those kids, I tell you. Now, did you celebrate the 4th? Now, you did mention this on the BFO, but weren't you having your favorite dancing girl, Olive, over?
There was a tentative plan for that, but those tentative plans fell through.
Gotcha.
So
Olive made better plans. Got it. Mm-hmm.
I had leftover barbecue pork ribs Something. What is that noise? Okay. Anyway, I think my neighbor is out cutting my grass again.
Oh well, they do like to look out for the elderly there in Fat Acres.
They do, and it does need it too. One moment, please.
Y'all, Big Fatty is. He's gotten up from the chair. He's Gladys Kravitzing out the window because you know he's got the shutters closed. They are sealed up tight.
I think it's the other neighbor that doesn't cut my grass.
Ah. poor Big Fatty.
Anyway,
there you go. So no big hoot nanny?
Well, I watched the Capitol 4th.
Now, and what did...
Do you hear that?
I do hear that. Y'all, you know,
and I'm not podcasting with windows open.
No, y'all, it is. When we say it's hot, it is. Let's see.
Hot.
It is hot. Y'all, I got up during the intro and plugged my phone in to charge, so I'd have a full charge for tonight.
Oh.
The heat index is only 101 right now. It has been a little breezy today, so it has felt good.
Yeah, it's nice to enjoy the breeze.
I'm not sure if we have that sound effect, but well, we do, but I don't. Yeah.
Speaking of the breeze.
Oh. Y'all, that was not a sound effect. Big Fatty just.
Ooh, I'm a little gassy.
Well, I'm sure your gentleman callers just love that.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm here to please.
Yeah, right. Well, the Jar and I did have big 4th of July plans, y'all.
Really?
Well, tell you know, we were gonna have, you know, maybe some inappropriate touching and whatnot, and then y'all, we were gonna go to the North Charleston fireworks hootenanny.
Oh, right.
But y'all, on July 4th, which was Tuesday, y'all, the rain about what was it? About 5:30. All of a sudden. Just full on.
The bottom opened up. It's kind of like the nip.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. Well, it's a good thing my finger was there.
Right, there it is. Okay. Yeah. Right. That's what his bottom sounds like opening
right,
up.
Right, right. Okay. Y'all, it was, I was going to run home. I don't remember exactly what the plan was, but y'all, I was like, the Jar and I were watching TV, and y'all, we had laid on the bed. Y'all, we were out cold. We were out cold, and so we slept for about an hour.
Oh, good and, little nip a nap.
Oh, it was a much needed nip a nap, and I woke up and was like, ooh, I gotta go, y'all. And I was like, I'm gonna try to make it home before this little storm comes through. Y'all, I made it within a tenth of a mile of my front door before there was a first alert weather event. And y'all, I sat in the car for a solid 15 minutes. I was like, it'll just pass. It'll pass.
It did not.
So I finally waited for it to slack enough to get out of the car and ran to the front door soaked. Y'all, I was dripping.
I was going to say, it didn't slacken up either.
No, it took an hour and a half probably for it to really slack up. So anyway, it was not a particularly fun hootenanny, but y'all, the city of North Charleston, they canceled all the big doings and said, oh, but there'll still be fireworks. And I said,
not so much.
No, thanks. So, yeah.
And
so
we had another one of those on Saturday.
Was it Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
I feel like there was another one before that.
Well, there probably was.
Right. But y'all, same thing. I was home. I'd run errands, and I was going to go to the Jars, but I was going to run to the gymnatorium first. And y'all, I was sitting in the living room, and here it comes again. And I was like, and the weather kept saying, 10 minutes. It's just going to pass right over. Mm-mm. No. An hour later, it finally, you know, the backyard's flooded, the whole nine yards. So I was like, okay, well, there you go. So, but luckily it's been windy today, which has kept the humidity down to only like 70%.
Well, but it's still humid.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so that was, y'all, it's been quite a, we are having August and September weather right here in July. So don't come visit. And in fact, if you've moved here, especially from Ohio or Michigan, just gone home. Just going back.
Do we know anyone in particular?
Y'all, half the people I work with nowadays have moved here from Ohio. So if it's too hot for you, you should just run on back up there. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now So y'all, next weekend we're gonna record, but then I have the big event. I have the jury duty.
Oh.
So.
Please give my best to Judge Judy.
Well, no, Judy is the clerk of court. No, that's Julie. Oh. Julie, whatever. Y'all, I'm a little nervous because the last time they sat a jury was on the week of June 26th. So it seems like they only seat juries 2 weeks a month, which is probably why my juror number is so high. But then I was talking to the jar and I was like, oh, I need to probably go shopping because, y'all, I was like, I need to take a book or something to read. And he was like, well, you could just read on your phone or your iPad. And I was like, well, you can't have a phone or an iPad out during the jury duty. And y'all, I think he thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not making that up, am I?
You're asking me? I don't have to do jury duty. I'm a senior citizen.
Yeah, I just assumed you couldn't have all that. I know you can't. You have to turn your phone in once you've been seated on a jury. But, like, I was like, I don't know. I don't think I can. I was like, I think I got to, like, take paper.
I
don't know what the hell I'm going to do for 8 hours on Monday the 20th or 17th. So
may I suggest farting?
I'll probably do a lot of that. But, y'all, it's
my excuse. You'd probably be dismissed also.
Right. But, well, y'all, it's my excuse to go out for a lunch downtown. Little lunch with the ladies downtown on Broad Street. I know. I have no idea. Y'all, I'm going to need my phone so I can look up where I'm going to eat. This is the only thing I'm excited about for the whole event is, you know, that $7 a day that I get paid.
Oh, it's gone up.
Well, it's based on how far you have to drive. So mine was calculated at $7 a day. But y'all, it's going to be hot. So I was like, great. It's only a 6-block walk from the parking garage to the judicial center.
Right.
So
the parking costs more than the $7 a day.
Right. Well, I think they cover the parking.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Well, they told us where to park. So, but y'all, I got to be there.
Take your summons with you.
Right. I got to be there at like 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. I am not thrilled about any of this. Let's just say, because that means y'all are going to have to leave my house at like 7:15. Because you got to get there and park and then
wait a minute. You have to get there at 7 a.m. and you're going to leave your house at 7:15?
No, I have to be there at 8. So,
So
I'm going to have to leave my house by 7:15 at the latest. Because, you know, you got to get all the way down there and park. It's very convenient.
And, you know, the old people like to get there early anyway.
I do not want to be there early, but I figured, you know, if I get there a little bit early, it's better than being late because I do not want to be a ball of nerves.
Yeah, you know, when you get there early, you can get a seat.
Oh,
you know, a lot of these folks come in at the last minute. They have to stand in the back.
Ooh. Well, you know.
I know a fat person doesn't want to do that.
Right. There, I don't. By the way. Yeah.
This past week, I know you don't listen, but, you know, Crooked Hat, he was up in the Northeast.
Ooh.
He and Mittens on a little vacation. You know, they spent the 4th of July in Boston.
Right.
I'm sure they didn't reach out to Brian in Boston.
No.
You know.
No.
Mm-hmm. And
well, he doesn't listen.
Unsubscribed. Right. And anyway, while he was gone, that Daniel Bieber filled in for him over there.
That's what I heard.
The Geeky Gay.
Oh.
I mean, Daniel did a fine job, but the only thing that I wish he had done was do the entire show in that Joe Batant's Southern Hick voice that he does. I don't know what to think. Y'all, I just can't believe it.
Well, you know, he and Adam are friends, so he can't make fun of Adam. Even if it's because y'all, Adam Burns does not like a joke. He does not like he does not like a joke. So yeah. Y'all, I reached out to that Daniel about the Flo Rida Hootenanny. I think I may have mentioned this, but y'all, he's unavailable. He's unavailable.
Unavailable.
He will be camping that weekend, so he will not be at the Fat and the Buff weekend there in the Titusville, Florida.
Oh, well, who doesn't love a little visit to Titusville?
Yeah. Well, me.
Is that where Titus Burgess is from?
I think so. I don't see how that could not be the case.
Right.
Right.
Anyway.
Now, what do you have on the agenda this week? Anything big and exciting?
Well, not really. Monday is my middle brother's birthday, and Ooh. Tuesday is his sister-in-law's birthday.
Ooh.
So, you know, I've had to get the cards.
Right.
Had to get the cards in the mail at the end of last week.
Oh, hopefully they make it.
And that's a lot off my mind.
Right. Right.
So.
Well.
Anyway, I'm just enjoying the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Y'all, I have been.
And the sports ball, you know.
Ooh, well, now that you have ball. The HD powered sports ball.
Y'all, it works so well. Absolutely worth $10 a month.
Y'all, I'm going to post a video that the Glavita sent for Big Fatty. But it's on the Instagram, so I'm gonna have to embed it somehow in the www. So I'll get around to that in the next day or two when I figure out how. Big Fatty, it was about the new gas powered cars. He said he was thinking about you, y'all. Our biggest fan. Who knew? We thought it would be Mrs. La 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 Lauren or Mrs. Bacon or maybe Brian in Boston. Nessa,
no, unsubscribe.
Yeah, you know.
Never subscribe.
Toppy Smelly Archer. But we thought it'd be one of those. But no, it turns out it's the Glavita. So, hi, Glavita.
Former number one fan of the BFO.
Who did not want the prize. Yeah.
Too bad.
Yep. So, yeah. But, yeah. So that's a thing, but
I'm really getting excited, and I know this is a topic very near and dear to your heart, is the upcoming quiz program of the Big Brother. I know you and the Jar are probably gonna watch that when it's on three nights a week.
I have the Paramount Plus, so I bet we can just watch the live streams.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, we can just watch it live. I think it's like a multi-camera. You can choose the camera. Yeah, I've seen it in there. So I assume that's what we're going to do. We're going to stop leaving the house and just sit around and watch that.
Well, so in other words, a normal week.
Right, basically. Yeah. Now, have you chosen the winner yet?
Well, since we don't know who is competing yet. No.
So it'll just be the hot one.
Oh, by the way, and you probably don't watch the CBS, do you?
CBS? No, not.
Anyway, there's a commercial because you know it's the 25th season of the Big Brother, and there's a commercial, so they're kind of having a retrospective look back kind of thing.
So a trip down memory lane.
Memory lane. That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
And but on one of the commercials is that Reagan Fox, you know,
Lord
from Fox in the City.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, and Eat This Hot Show.
Mm.
He was on The Big Brother, and that was the first time that Rachel was on there, the redheaded Rachel that everybody hated. And Reagan was screaming at her. That's what's in the commercial.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Well, you know, when I think of Reagan, I think of...
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, as we wrap this show up, it's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the names of people born on this day. I have to guess if they're dead or alive because, you know, they're all dead to me. But then I'd tell you who they are and why you should know them.
Yes. All right. First one, Alec Mappa.
Alec Mappa is alive as far as I know. And he was an actor and television producer.
Alec Mappa is indeed alive, and he is a homosexual Filipino American actor and comedian.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
I think he used to be on the Chelsea Lately back in the day. All right.
All right. I'm having to fiddle around here. All right.
Fiddly Fatty.
Fiddling Fatty. All right. Next up is David Brinkley.
David Brinkley. Well, as far as I know, he's still a dog catcher up in Goose Creek, but...
Okay.
He's alive. He's alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. David Brinkley is dead.
Oh.
He was an American news anchor for NBC with the Huntley Brinkley Report. Okay. Good night, David. Good night, Chet. And good night for NBC News. And that's the way he talked.
Oh, it never heard of him.
Very annoying.
I thought you were talking about right my now. Old friend. Yeah. Oh.
Arlo Guthrie.
Arlo Guthrie, dead as a doornail. Y'all, Arlo Guthrie was an actor way back when. You would know him. Was he on Petticoat Junction? I feel like he was.
Arlo Guthrie is alive.
Oh.
And he's an American singer. He sang City of New Orleans and You Can Get Anything You Want at Alice's Restaurant. But he's alive.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Herman.
Jerry Herman, dead. also right. an actor. And Jerry Herman was in The Frankenstein way back in the day. Yes.
Jerry Herman, best known for his portrayal of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Or that woman would say, Frankenstein. Flair Bluka. Jerry Herman is indeed dead. Just died in 2019. And he was an American musical theater composer of Hello, Dolly, and Mame, and La Cage aux Folles.
How about that? Well, we've got time for one more. Do we have time for one more? One more.
Fred Gwynne.
Fred Gwynne, dead? Y'all, he was a television producer, and you would know him from the end of the credits there on the TV shows. This has been a something Gwynne production, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Fred Gwynne. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Fred Gwynne.
Gwynne Miller.
Fred Gwynne is indeed dead. Oh. He was an American actor. He was in Car 54, Where Are You? And he was on The Munsters. Oh! Yes.
Well, anyway,
he was Herman Munster.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. All things I don't care about, but...
Okay, perfect.
But they're mostly dead, so yeah. Oh, Lord. Y'all, it's going to be a week. It's going to be a hot week here in Charleston, and...
It's a hot time in the old town tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially at that wedding.
Oh.
Oh!
Y'all,
I guessy.
I am going to have that sports coat dry cleaned. I am not looking forward to that, but... Anyway, but that's all I got. Y'all, it's hot. It's basically like the surface of the sun.
Right. You know, this week is about halfway between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Oh.
So it's basically, you know, that's the summertime thing bracket. And, you know, it's about half over.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, something else is, well, it's really more than halfway over. But
I think so.
Oh, yeah. So sad.